Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in, and we hope that you'll listen for the duration of this program as we attempt to speak to you only those things found in God's holy and divine Word. If at any time you have a question about something that's said on this program, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject that you'd like for us to deal with on the program, please feel free to contact us at the information given by the announcer, or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. For several days now, we on this program have been looking at some common assumptions that are made about the East Abbotville Church of Christ. And in our final concluding series of our studies, we'd like to look at one of the very common assumptions, and that is that we teach that salvation is by works. The question is this statement true? Is this a correct assumption about the East Abbotville Church of Christ? Oftentimes, people are and talking about salvation not having anything to do with works reminds us of a passage of Scripture in Ephesians 2. We read in verse 8, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared before him, that they should walk in them." When we're talking about salvation, we understand that we're talking about deliverance from sin, being saved from sin. Salvation is deliverance from the state of condemnation, because that's what awaits us if we continue in sin. Along with condemnation, salvation delivers us from hopelessness. Salvation is our hope. And salvation is deliverance from the wrath of God to come. And all of this, salvation is by grace. It is through faith, as we read here in Ephesians 2. And so salvation is by grace through faith. So it's not salvation by grace that's the issue here. It's certainly we acknowledge that by grace we have been saved, like in Romans 3 and verse 24, being justified freely by his grace. So again, I say that salvation by grace is not the issue, but the issue is, are there any conditions that the alien sinner must meet in order to be saved by God's grace? Whether it's either unconditional or conditional. You know, salvation, we know, is through faith. And salvation is by faith, and there are numerous passages of Scripture that expresses this. These passages tell us that we are saved by faith. For instance, John 3, verses 15 and 16. Also, verses 18 and 36 in John 3. To John 5, verse 24. We don't take time to read all of these, but we will just list them to make sure that you understand that we are very aware that salvation is by faith. There's John 6 and verse 47. John 8 and verse 24. Acts 10, verse 43. Acts 15, verse 9. Acts 16, verse 31. Romans 5, verse 1. Again, the passages in Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9. There's 1 John 5, verses 10 through 13. So these passages all tell us that we are saved by faith. And we, at the East Abbotville Church of Christ, we accept each and every one of these verses that points out that salvation is by faith. We know from Hebrews 11 in verse 6 that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But in all of these passages that I've listed, which one of those passages teaches salvation by faith only? That's the question that everyone needs to ask. Which one of those verses, which one of all of the verses that has anything to do with talking about salvation being by faith, and we acknowledge every one of them, but which one of them teaches that salvation is by faith only? Friends, the only time that I ever find the word faith only together is in James chapter 2. And it's in verse 24 that it says, "You see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only." So then, let us understand that what we're talking about here at the East Albertville Church of Christ, when we talk about works playing a part in salvation, we're not saying that salvation is solely on the basis of our works. Because it takes faith, we know that salvation is by the grace of God. But there is a part that works do play. And we must understand that the word works has different meanings. In other words, the works that we're talking about and the scriptures are talking about is used in different ways. What we see is we read there a moment ago in Ephesians 2 and verse 8, that it's not of works lest any man should boast. So there's no works that we can do of which we can brag and say, God owes me salvation because I did this. In Titus 3 and verse 5, it says, "Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but by his mercy he saves us." So works is used in Ephesians 2 and Titus chapter 3 of works that man devises and then says, okay, now because I have done this, God owes me salvation. He can then boast. And that's not the works that saves us. That's the works that's being condemned in Ephesians 2 and in Titus 3. Then also, there are the works that are talked about concerning the law of Moses. And it is not that we can be justified, that we can be saved by the keeping of the law of Moses. We read numerous passages of this in the book of Acts as well as for the most part, in the study of the book of Romans. We are not justified by the works of the law. We can't go back under the law of Moses and pick out circumcision and all of these other things that were commanded under the law of Moses, do those, and then say, okay, I deserve salvation. We're not saved by the works of the law of Moses. But then there are the works of faith that James talks about in James 2, when we referred there a moment ago to being the only passage where that faith only is mentioned together. So it is. Let's look at James chapter 2 real quickly and notice what we find here beginning with verse 14. He says, "You see then how that by works a man is justified. Was not Abraham, what does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he has faith and has not works, can faith save him? If a brother or a sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be you warmed and filled, notwithstanding that you give them not those things that are needful to the body, what does it profit? Even so faith, if it has not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show you my faith by my works. Thou believest there is one God, thou dost well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he offered Isaac, his son, upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled. It said, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called a friend of God. You see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. So friends, when we think about repentance, confessing, and baptism, where do they belong? Are they works that man has devised? No. Are they works that were commanded under the law of Moses? No. They are works of faith that God has commanded. And therefore, that defines the kind of faith that saves. That defines the kind of works that we must have. So truly, salvation is by grace through faith. We know example of this, of salvation by grace through faith, in what we read in Joshua chapter 6 and verse 2. The Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have given Jericho into your hand." And this was long before the walls of Jericho ever fell. But what God is saying to Joshua is, "I have given Jericho into your hands." This is God's grace that he is now going to provide to Joshua and to the children of Israel in giving them the city of Jericho. So when we move into chapter 6, we see that God sets some things, some conditions that the children of Israel were responsible for in giving unto them the city of Jericho by the grace of God. They were to march around the city one time for 6 days. And then we find on the seventh day, they were to march around the wall 7 times. Look at Joshua chapter 6, verses 15 and 16. "But it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early, about the dawning of the day, and marched around the city 7 times in the same manner. On that day only they marched around the city 7 times. And the seventh time it happened when the priest blew the trumpets, that Joshua said unto the people, 'Shout, for the Lord has given us the city.'" See, God's grace provided the city of the fall of the destruction of the city of Jericho. But that did not mean that the children of Israel just stood at a distance and waited for God to do his thing. No, they were required to march. They were required to blow the trumpet. They were required to shout. And it was that the Lord gave them the city. So it is, friends, with us today that we must understand that, yes, salvation is by grace through faith, and that's exactly how the walls of Jericho fell. Was it by grace only? No. Did the children of Israel have faith only? No. Did the children of Israel have works only? No. It was by grace through a faith that obeyed, that brought down the walls of the city of Jericho. And so, friends, so it is with us today. We're saved by grace through faith. But part of that is God's part, and part of that is our part. It's not solely in the hands of God as to whether or not you will be saved or not. You have a part to play. You have a role, a responsibility to fulfill, as well as I. We must have faith. Faith has to come from the hearing of God's word, Romans 10 and verse 17. And then we must have a faith that is willing to obey what God's word teaches. Are we earning our salvation? No. Salvation will always be by grace. It's something that we never deserve. But yet, God has his part that he has played. Now it remains up to you and me as to whether that we will do the part that God requires of us. Friends, we see our time is gone. Thank you so much for listening, and tune in tomorrow. Until then, we bid you a pleasant good day and return you now to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbottville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.